Love the sound of that guitar. Hey, Dan Sheridan, telling America's story. And you come to the right place at the right time because this is the first of a series of studies on American history. These are going to be short, sweet, and to-the-point audios, and they're going to be fun, too. So relax, sit back, and enjoy the ride. I'm glad you're with me. And since I said they're going to be short and sweet and to-the-point, let's get started, shall we? Well, there are two ways we can begin the story of America. We can tell it first from the perspective of the Europeans who arrived in waves beginning in 1492, or we can tell the story of America from the perspective of the natives, wrongly named Indians, because they were already here. Will Rogers had a funny statement. He descended from the Cherokee, and he said this. He goes, his descendants didn't come over on the Mayflower, but they met the boat. He got us on that one, didn't he? Well, this history will begin telling the story of America from the perspective of the Europeans. I know Will Rogers might not have liked that, but sorry, buddy. This is not to disrespect the Native Americans at all. I'm going to honor them in these lessons. Trust me. It was simply a coin toss and Europe won. It has nothing to do with preference or one group being cooler than the other or anything like that. Well, the first portion of this American history is simply called Discovery, and I'll take up the story of the Indians at the close of this first portion, and fully recognizing that the term Discovery can only be used in our context with regards to the Europeans, since the natives were already here, as Will Rogers duly noted. Well, mistakes will be made in this series, and I hope that the critics will be kind if they find errors. Everybody's a critic, right? There's no malicious intent in my errors. There will be errors, but neither is there a desire to rewrite history to fit some ideology. The fact that errors can be identified is proof of the reality of history. Now, I especially hope that those who have certain beliefs about America will be kind if my interpretations don't match theirs. Differences of opinion shouldn't divide us. The purpose of these audios, remember, is very simple. To provide a convenient way for busy people to learn history. That's it. It's for busy moms, hardworking dads, young people, single people, any kind of people, anyone who desires to learn history in a convenient way. If I had to wait till I had perfect knowledge, I would never accomplish my goal. So here we go. I'm gonna forge right ahead. Now, this course is a basic American history. And American history can be simply outlined in four parts. First, discovery. Second, colonization. Third, revolution. Fourth, union. That's a simple outline. This series is going to break that down a little further into six parts. Part one is going to be the discovery period. And we'll ask the question, why did the Europeans look westward? Very important question. Part two, we're going to talk about colonization, the colonial period. So we'll discuss the 13 colonies. We're going to talk about Spain and France. And this is an important period in American history, the colonial period. It lasted 200 years, almost the same amount of time that we've lived since the Declaration of Independence was signed. So think about that. So this was a long period of time, covered like eight generations of people. And so we'll have to take a look at that as well. Part three, we'll talk about the revolution. We'll talk about the causes of the war and the war itself. Part four, we'll talk about the forming of the Union. And many scholars have called this the critical period, and that's a good way of describing it. America almost fell apart under the Articles of Confederation, which was our first constitution. And in this period, we're going to talk about the Articles of Confederation as well as the constitution that we now operate under. Now, parts five and six are going to, we're going to be using the presidents as a benchmark of our history. So part five will take us from George Washington to William McKinley. We might title that Jefferson's America, because that was a time, for the most part, where there was a strict construction of the Constitution. And we'll get into those details later. We'll also talk about slavery and the Civil War. And then the last part, part six, we're going to talk about Teddy Roosevelt to the present. We can call that T ATR's America. And that's when there was a loose construction of the U.S. Constitution, a little bit different than Jefferson's America. We'll also talk about big business, equality, and America on the world stage in that part six. So this is the basic outline. We may revise it a little and tinker with it as we go, but this will give you an idea of the direction of this course. Now, I will also be producing a more detailed course in the near future, which will be much longer, covering American history in greater detail. It's for nerds like me, American history nerds, we might call that series. But this series right here is basic. It's to get you going. It's to give you the features that we need to know regarding our heritage. And I only hope that my listeners will become students with me and follow along as we grow older, learning the lessons of our rich inheritance together and passing them on to the next generation. I told you this would be short and sweet to the point, didn't I? That's all I have time for. We're done. That was easy. Painless. It wasn't like pulling your teeth. Well, I gotta run. Remember this. Until next time, be good to one another, because we're in this together.